NASDAQ. This is trading on Nancy Lekowicz. Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y. Lekowicz, L-E-C-H-O-W-I-C-Z. Lekowicz, L-E-C-H-O-W-I-C-Z. Date of birth is 7/8/45. Date of visit is 5/27/26. Please make a copy for Dr. Bhadresh Patel. Bhadresh, B-H-A-D-R-E-S-H, Bhadresh Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Next paragraph, dear Bhadresh, thank you for sending Nancy Lekowicz, L-E-C-H-O-W-I-C-Z, for primary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 80-year-old female who has been experiencing cough mostly at nights since the past 5 to 6 months. Has previously been treated with cough meds and on antibiotics. She did have a chest X-ray done in April of 26, which reportedly showed a left lung infiltrate, and she was then sent for a CT chest on 4/25/26. Period. The CT chest in April showed biapical pleural parenchymal scarring and a 3.2 by 4 centimeter nodular solid airspace opacity at the cutoff of the left level of segmental bronchi with atelectasis beyond this point. And there was significant tree and bud nodularity noted in this area, as well as right basilar discoid atelectasis versus scarring. Few scattered solid left-sided pulmonary nodule measuring 4 millimeters in the left upper lobe. And no mediastinal adenopathy, period. The patient has no hemoptysis, fever, chills, night sweats, or weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension as well as hypothyroidism. She has hyperlipidemia. She also had right knee replacement surgery 10 years ago and had a hysterectomy. In 1976, she has had hypertension for more than 10 years. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, patient denies smoking, no significant alcohol use. Next, family history, father died of heart disease, mother also died of heart disease. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has had some fatigue and no weight loss. She has glaucoma as well as cataracts. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. She has no hay fever or asthma. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She denies abdominal pains, reflux, and no diarrhea. I'm sorry, but has diarrhea and some constipation. Then has chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. And no palpitations. She has leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. And she has easy bruising. She has joint pain, some muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, headaches, but has memory loss and no skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. I'm sorry, med list included valsartan 300-12.5 milligrams a day. Diclofenac 100 milligrams daily. Ventolin inhaler 2 plus PRN. Simvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily. Metoprolol 50 milligrams daily. Gabapentin 400 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female was alert, no acute distress. There was no pallorectal cyanosis, peripheral edema, lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 125/70. Pulse is 75, respiration 20. Temperature 97.2. Weight is 152, saturation 98. HEND non-cephalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and few crackles heard at the lung bases and these are scattered. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2. I'm sorry, irregular S1 and S2 with no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. Bowel sounds active, extremities. No edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexive 1 plus with no gross motor lesion. Cranial is ghostly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Crash number one. Left lower lobe atelectasis is with infiltrate. Number two is hypertension. Number three, hypothyroidism. And number four is multiple lung nodules. Rule out atypical mycobacterial disease. Number five is, let's see, I'm sorry, hypothyroidism. I think I already mentioned that, sorry. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a PET CT. A CBC and a coagulation profile. She was advised to have a bronchoscopy done with bronchial washings and lavage and use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. The follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Bhadresh Patel. B-H-A-D-R-E-S-H, Bhadresh. Patel, P-A-T-E-L, M-D. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.